Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful people I love. Guess what? I am surrounded by five of my Creation Station attendees. As you hear in the background, we have been having one hell of a great weekend out here. Oh, my goodness. I want to start before I do the lesson here, because everybody's asking me, where can I find the show now? You can find it. The best places on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. I'm pretty sure it's still on iTunes and iHeart. I will check that with Stephen to make sure. And
it is, but last week's show hasn't shown up yet. I think it has to do with the server issue that's going on.
Shocker. Okay, so yeah. All the shows will be available on those five places, so you'll know where to find them. Okay, and of course on my site at imdwallace.com. So we're having an amazing weekend here, covering our mouths in awe half the time at the stuff that comes in. But I want to take an opportunity. I know a long time ago I read this to you, but it's just so powerful and so right on. And I shared it with the Creation Station people. So here we go. It's about confidence. Confidence is the opposite of doubt. So to gain confidence, you must understand what doubt is. Doubt is always about something that is positive. You doubt someone's honesty. You never doubt their dishonesty. You doubt the goodness in other people. You never doubt their bad qualities. If someone says, I love you very much, you say, really? But if someone says, I hate you, you never question it. You doubt your own capabilities, but you never doubt your incapabilities. You doubt love, and you doubt happiness. You say, I'm not sure, am I really happy now? But you never say, am I really depressed? Am I really angry? You never doubt the negative. Your doubt is always about something that is good. I'm not saying don't doubt. I'm saying analyze your doubt. Understand the nature of your doubt first before you try to understand what you are doubting. When doubt clears, confidence appears. Once you eliminate the negative, you will see the positive is already present. And personally, I think what we doubt most is ourselves. So the more, you know, that old saying, know thyself, the more we know who we are, the more we know that we are the God of us, the creative force of us, the I am presence of us. Our creation is up to us. Creation of ourselves and our lives. When we know that we have that power, we would think we would be in full confidence. So have confidence in your power and in your wise use of it. Everything, I remind you, everything that is directed through divine love cannot be misused. Now, that's not just using the words, obviously. It's using the heart place of being love. Okay, we're going to go to the calls. I know, shocker, huh? Here we go. And we're going to Joy in Cape Cod. Hi, you're on, baby.
Hi, really nice meeting you. I heard about you from my wonderful friend, Mary B.
Oh, lovely. Well, welcome.
She's such a gift to the world. And
yes, she is. Yes, she is. She's a light.
Yes, she is. Yes, I've been doubting, as we're talking about, doubting all of my abilities, and I'm getting really, it's like I have shackles on when I'm on the stairs, and my right ankle has been acting up, and
well, sure, because you're not allowing yourself to get where you want to go.
Right, especially stepping down onto, like, from a curb onto something else, that's kind of really the worst.
Well, energetically, that could heal all on its own if you would just have confidence in where you're going, which means you need confidence in yourself.
Yes, because I've been doubting my ability of artwork and astrology and everything.
Okay, so you know that. You know that you're in doubt.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, and who's the only person who can take themselves into their knowing?
Me.
That's right. So I would invite you, Miss Joy, to quit playing that game with yourself. And that's what it's a game. And it's a game that you play, oh, I'm not ready, I don't know, so that you don't have to move ahead to really see how powerful and how ready you are.
Wow.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Getting shivers.
Yeah. Start walking, girl. Walk into that power. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. And welcome. Lovely to have you.
Thank you.
All righty. If I could just get you off now. All right. Here we go. Adele in Connecticut. You're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty awesome. Having a great weekend here.
Good. Good. So things are really going well. I've got lots of things, yep. But I just want, there's this little rash, I shouldn't say, it's getting bigger. In the back of my left shoulder, you know, on my back.
Yeah.
And it's itchy, and I don't know energetically what it means. I mean, I do a lot of deep work. So I'm sure it's something that's releasing, but
I get a yes that it's something that's releasing. And what are you itching to do?
Oh my gosh, so much! I mean, actually, it's so I just like got a domain name because I'm doing that, and there's like five other things that are going to go along with that. I'm so excited, and so
okay.
And two people, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So as soon as you start taking action on those.
Yeah, I have. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The itching's going to get a lot better. I'm not a doctor, but
I
do hear that maybe some kind of itching cream. Do you have to? Yeah, maybe from a doctor would help.
Well, I'm putting like calendula on it, and that's really good. It's helping, you know, a little bit. But
okay.
I think it's more that there's just stuff that, you know, my doctor suggested like a steroid cream and I didn't want to put that on. So I basically, I think, yeah, I was just kind of, I just really feel like it's a lot.
Start
of
taking
really
action, Adele.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
All right. I do not like this switchboard. There we go. Okay, we're going to Phyllis in New Mexico.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hey, I had a question, but during your opening remarks, that shifted to a testimonial. And thanks to Joy for bringing in that word gift to the world, because I claim that I'm a gift to the world.
Yeah, beautiful.
But what happened was I went to an event or a meeting yesterday, and I got pinpointed on the negative. If somebody actually said to me at the end, when we're all leaving, says, you know, I didn't talk to you, or I didn't want to talk to you because of how you were dressed. I was like, fuck you, bitch, you know? and then I was like, God, what the hell, you know? But then I realized, okay, what's all the positive that happened? I had somebody come up to me and thank you for speaking up because you said something very important that people in there were probably afraid to say, and I said it. So, and then also I wanted to give a shout out to San Diego's epic drone photographer. I won't name him to keep his privacy, but he taught me how to do this introduction thing. I got it via him, how to introduce yourself. And I did that yesterday. This is a testimonial. It's huge. I use this thing. You say, hi, I'm Phyllis. As in chlorophyll, it means green leaves. And so I had two other women repeat that back to me. And so now I remember their name. You know, I'm Pat, pat on the back. I'm Stacy, but my real name's Anastasia. It's like, oh, perfect. Anyway. And then I continued it. The next part is I'm known as. And, you know, it's just, so I just want to encourage people, start claiming who you are and what you do and be specific. So I said, I'm known as a no BS screenwriter. And guess what happened? Immediately, the woman I was talking to, Stacy, goes, oh, my God, I know this producer. You have to meet him. I'm going to meet him. He's doing a documentary on me. You got to meet him. I'm like, okay. And then the woman who didn't like how I was dressed overheard me talking and took me seriously. Oh, you know, hey, I know a producer too. I know someone. And it was like.
Okay. So let me describe to everybody what you just said happened.
Yeah.
I came in, somebody said something to me. I went into reaction and then I turned that reaction around into a positive of creation.
After I got home. So I was still kind of pissed off about the clothing thing. Like, what? You know, what am I supposed to do? Be old and, you know, not go to the gym four times a week and not dress
nice? No, what you're
nice,
supposed
you know?
To do is not go into reaction.
Yeah, I know.
Because that was an insensitive, unneeded comment that was uninvited from someone you didn't even know. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously that's who she is. So what is it in Phyllis that brought her to you to say that?
Well, what my channel said this morning when I was kind of rehashing it and kind of getting to the positive and the shift is like, Phyllis, did you direct yourself before you walked into that environment?
And did you?
No.
No. So they're going to, I can never be God. So
she
gave you an opportunity to go, thank you for sharing. I'm the God of me, and I really like the way I'm dressed. But thanks, and move on.
Yeah, okay. That's a good comeback. I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
I'm the God of me, huh? I'm the God of me. I like that. That's powerful.
Well, you are. You all are.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Absolutely. So if we truly live that we're the God of us, we don't go into reaction about everybody else, right?
Absolutely. And it's also I'm getting from my channel right now is that, I just lost something. Got me. I like how I'm dressed is, I can't remember. Maybe it's just okay.
Well, look, how we dress is just how we choose to present ourselves.
Yeah.
It's a representation of how we feel inside. And a lot of times people can't understand that. You know, that's why so many people go into reaction about drag queens. They're expressing a creative part of who they are. But other people that don't understand it get plugged in by it, get threatened by it. Oh, my God, they have the courage to look like that. And so let's judge them. And off we go.
Okay. And I also got what I forgot. I also got that. No, I'm not small. So Beth, basically, I'm not going to be small to make, you know, the status quo happy. But yeah, that's the God of me. Or I can just say I'm a drag queen.
Or you know, I don't want you to go to the the negative, because that brings in judgment of them.
Yeah.
You just have to know you are who you are. You love who you are. You love how you dress. You present yourself authentically and move on.
And that goes back to introducing yourself. Hi, this is who I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
Continue to introduce yourself if people are going to say that kind of stuff to you.
Yep.
I love that.
Don't set that expectation up. Maybe you get up and present yourself, and people look at you and go, what an awesome broad she is.
Yeah, you attract the right people, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I take responsibility for attracting that, so thank you.
Well, we might as well take responsibility for everything, because that's where the buck ends up, guys.
Yeah, amen.
With you.
Yep.
All right, Phyllis, thanks. All righty, let's go to Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, sweetheart. Haven't heard from you for a while.
You know, when you said, let's go to the next one, I said, yes, go to Susan. Yay!
And here we are.
I am creating myself. I am in creation station in spirit.
Well, I hope you all are, because it's been an awesome weekend.
Well, I decided that I didn't want to, you know, put myself in further debt. So I'm like, I'll just do it in spirit. And I feel so fantastic, because things are just blooming for me. I mean, everything is just great. There was karaoke last night. It was awesome. I am just creating myself so much fun. I really have no question.
You need that, Susan. You know.
Yes.
It's taken you a long time to learn just to have fun in life.
Well,
from
that's
your
what
childhood.
I'm doing, my dear. I'm so glad I found you again. Yeah, because I lost you for a minute. I'm like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah, I just had to find someplace else. I was, you know, I paid extraordinarily, I think, a lot of money to do that show on Blog Talk, and there was just too many things happening too often. It was unfortunate. Anyway,
I'm so glad that
I'm
you're
thrilled
here
to hear everything's going great, Susan.
Oh, yeah, everything is. You know, there's a lot of work yet to be done, but I'm on it.
Well, how about there's a lot of creation?
Okay,
that I
love
get
that.
To still
That's
do.
Better. There's a lot of creation that I am doing right now.
Yeah. That's a more positive, upbeat, exciting take on it, don't you think?
I love it. I love it. Thank you. I love you so much. You know that.
I love you too, Miss Susan. Bye-bye. Have a great day, sweetheart. All righty. I want everybody to stop and realize how everybody, most of the people are coming on the show expressing how their lives are opening up, how much more positive things are. So we're seeing a lot of energy shift, and it's important to acknowledge that. All right, Miss Kathy in Kentucky, you're on.
Hello, Miss D. Good morning.
Hi, baby cake.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm also one that my life is doing amazing shifts, and I'm
really
happy about it. I've had something to come up that I wonder how it plays in energetically to the shift. I have basically a boil that has come up on my chest in the last week, and would like to know how to work with that, please.
Okay. That's funny. You go from so positive to a boil. And where they're taking me is that you're just ready to pop. the people sitting in here just had a big smile. In a positive way.
Mm.
So your body expresses what's going on with you energetically, both positive and negatively. We focus more on the negative because it's usually some kind of dis-ease. But we're going to a core belief here, this page. Here, 1, 2, 5. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. All right, guys. All of you are supposed to be here, being powerful, being happy, creating more and more and more in your lives, seeing positive results, allow that energy to move through you. Do you understand?
Yes.
You don't want to bring it to a boil. You want to let the water flow. Am I hearing this in the highest way? Yeah, I'm getting a yes. Everybody in here? Are you testing? Everybody's sitting here. I've been training them to test all weekend. You get a yes on that? Yep, everybody gets a yes. See, you've got multiple people working for you now today, Kathy.
Oh, hallelujah. I love it. Thank you.
So I'm supposed to be here, and I belong just expanding and getting as big as I want to be. You give yourself permission to do that, okay?
All right.
Flow. Flow is the word of the day.
Amazing, yes.
All right, baby.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, everybody, she said. All right, we're going to Miss Beth in Vermont.
Hi.
Hi, baby cakes.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I have a couple skin conditions. I know you're not a doctor, but I didn't know if you could tell me the energetic root of them.
Always. Okay, sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in. Just get out of the way. Say I know. It'll come.
I don't know the names of that many songs.
Okay, this is where we're going. Well, you bring more joy into your life, your skin will start clearing up.
Okay.
Joy is the highest word? Yes. So does that make sense to you, Beth?
It does, yeah. I have two different spots, and can you tell me if they're, I mean, they're probably both the same, but is there, they seem kind of different.
Well, they are different, and they are both expressing to you, you need more joy. Go out and have fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like
life
that.
Is, life is just getting a little bit too serious, and the more joyful you are, the more you create.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
See,
you.
See, when
thank
we
you so.
When we bury things and hold things, and don't allow ourselves to express them, a lot of times our skin erupts in things because they're literally bursting out to try and be expressed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand the analogy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you got it then. All righty.
Thank you so much.
You bet, baby cakes. Nancy in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Dee.
I'm one of these. Woo! I've been in the punch at the Creation Station online, and boy, have I had massive transformations. I really dropped all these extremes and found a balance in between. And
well, that makes my heart happy.
Yeah, I knew it would. It makes mine. It makes God's hot heart even happier.
And since you're God, that makes you happier, right?
I'm created in the image of yes, indeedy.
All right,
so
baby.
What can you share about my kidneys? What should I do to? I've been moving around, and you know they're that chronic stage three of five.
Know,
I want to
reverse it. I think we got to that. Did we get to the highest thing yesterday? Yes. Literally, the words were, you were pissed off, remember?
Right.
And so, again, the more anger you can choose to let go of, and the more joy and love you can choose to be, the faster your kidneys heal. And they want you to know it is definitely possible for them to heal.
Okay, and just as a hurrah, the girls at your creation station suggested I stop taking an empty water bottle, big gallon thing by the handle, and ramming it against the wall and screaming it out, which I've been doing the past 2 weeks, and it feels good. But that just keeps reinforcing there's more anger to come out. So now that I feel balanced and focusing more on love and joy, now I had a bottle this morning. I looked at it. I said, I don't have to bang it into the wall anymore.
Yes, good for you. That's a
thank you.
That's a huge shift, Nancy.
That's
good for you, baby.
That's a huge monumental shift. Thank you, Dan. Love you.
See you online in a half hour. Okay, yeah. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to Davina in Austin. Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm wonderful, awesome, just deliriously wonderful, deep.
Yes, I am. Thank you. What's up, baby?
Well, I have some gifts in the last couple of days, and I'm just wondering, are they, and I'm doubting that their presence, and so I was wondering if you would be able to confirm or whatever their presence.
I'm so freaking confused. You received some gifts, and you want to know if their presence?
Yes, G-U-E-S-T.
Guess?
Yeah, like you have guests in your house.
Okay. Are these physical guests?
No.
So are you talking about spiritual guests?
Yes.
Okay, so basically what you're asking me, are these good spirits or are these evil spirits? Is that what you're asking me?
More, is it true or am I once again going crazy?
You're not going crazy, honey. You have belief systems that are plugging in from your childhood. All right, let me start from the beginning. Everything is energy. Energy is neutral. There's not good energy. There's not evil energy. There's only energy. Now, through our belief systems, we can create energy taking on good or bad qualities. So, what do you want those energies to be, Davina?
My spiritual guide family.
Okay. So when I've said you've directed that, I get a no.
Okay.
All right. Who's in charge of directing all the energy in your life?
Me.
You bet. So I would get busy. And, whenever in the past I have felt, I'll use the word negative, energy around me, which I do feel sometimes if I have a very negative people in my house. Sometimes, a lot of times, the energy will choose to stay because it realizes that I work with energy and I can help bring it back into balance. So I'm going to give you something to direct this energy with. Any energy present here that is not in alignment with divine love for my higher good, I command you back to the light, to be turned into the light, and to never invade my space again. All energy here resonates in divine love. Now, guys, I reiterate again how important it is for you to direct energy in a conscious way. Energy must be directed. If you're not directing it, it will take direction from anything or anybody that gets its attention, like television commercials, like really negative people that come into your house, like the fear that you may watch in a program or a film. If you're not conscious, you can absolutely take all that on. I'm telling you right now, the channel is saying there is absolutely no negative or dark energy around you or in your home.
Great.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, the thing that you can do to bring yourself to peace, Davina, is to go to your love place. You have one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Guys, it's the easiest fix for everything, and boy, have we learned that this weekend. Go to your love place. When you go to your love place, you are directing energy to be that. You are directing you to be love, to be the frequency of love. And when you are the frequency of love, no negative energy is going to come screw around with you. Anyway, there isn't any. Okay?
Yes.
All right, you got it. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on. Doesn't want to go off. Lord have mercy upon my soul. Denise in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Hi, baby. I'm pretty awesome. I'm surrounded by beautiful people here, and we're having a great weekend. What can we do for you?
Well, I have resonated with so much you've already said today that I've kind of changed my question as we go, because you're on top of it, solving everything.
Well, thank you. I'll pass that on to my channel. What can we answer for you now?
I want my business to be like flowing and doing well with healing with other people. I have this block around becoming successful and having people take advantage of me because they feel like I've, you know, got more or whatever.
So Denise, I'm going to stop you right there. You can't have both. You can't tell the universe, come on, bring it all to me. I want to expand. I want to make more money. Oh, wait, everybody's going to take advantage of me if I create that, so never mind.
Exactly. That's my problem.
Oh, but it's not your problem. Your challenge is that you very clearly stated to me that you know what you're doing. So you know what you don't want, and you know that you need to redirect yourself. So if you're saying, I don't trust people, and I feel like everybody's going to take advantage of me if I do too well, what's the opposite positive of that, that you need to direct yourself to know?
I love and trust people to come into my life for the highest good of all.
Okay. Works for me.
Ooh.
And the more successful I get, the more other people honor and respect me and support me.
Ooh.
Anything, you know, again, not about the words, but get very clear about the positive of what you want, and then start directing it from your love place. This is how you do it, guys. You get clear about what you want. you go down into your heart, into your love place, and you state it from there. Most of you are still just saying the words. And I keep saying, it's not about the words. It's all about the love. When you are in the state and being the state of love, you don't focus on the negative. Your brain, your energy, your perception cannot focus on two different points at the same time. Choose what you want to focus on, otherwise you get what you don't want. Do you understand?
Oh my goodness, that makes so much sense.
Okay, good, you got it. Yeah, now do it daily, will you? Just
okay.
Don't even get up in the morning without going to your love place and directing your day. Say, I am just sending out love to everybody and everything and bringing love back to me in every way, and I am in total trust that the whole universe and everybody in it comes toward me to support me today. However you say that, that's what you
right.
want, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah, and then go expand so that you can prove to yourself, Denise, that it's true.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, go get them, baby. Bye-bye. All righty. Osha in Massachusetts, Ron. Hi.
Hi, Dee. Oh, my goodness. Found you through Tammy Mastrobi a couple years ago right after I became a new mom. And I just, what you're saying, like, everything you've said has already helped me, as everyone says, the confidence, the doubt. But since I got laid off from a corporate job a year and a half ago, I've been playing the game of I'm not ready to fully embrace kind of healing facilitation through using my voice and helping others with this fear of, back when I was a yoga teacher, just feeling like the energy that it will take will be too much.
Okay,
to
sweetheart. Osha, how can you help others in the healing arts when you're not sure of it yourself?
But I am, and so it's a game. You're right. Like, I'm so clear. And when I don't wake up in the morning and direct my energy, then I forget, or I relapse, or whatever you want to call it. But it's this desire every day to direct my energy where I want it to be. Even what Phyllis was saying about, you know, attracting people with what I wear, I've hidden, like, who I am in every way. I don't want to be too sexy. I don't want to be... But so what I'm going to ask for now, because I'm realizing it's less about what I think, it's more about the fact that I can't even believe I'm talking to you right now. What do I need to hear? Like, is there a message that's coming through that
okay.
is bigger than that?
What do you want? Yeah. What do you want to create, Osha?
I want to create this, like, uplifting love energy in myself, but also for my family, my friends, for everyone that I interact with. I just want people
okay.
to see how fun.
Okay, so you can't create for them, and you can facilitate that for them by being that yourself. Do you understand? You can't exemplify the light by trying to make yourself good enough to be the light. You're already the light. You have to accept and allow it and live it, and then everybody you come in contact with, you touch. Everybody. Whether it's the bum on the street that and you pass him at the stoplight and you just smile. That's touching him with love. So I don't think you're asking really what you want to know. What do you really want to know?
what am I so afraid of? Like,
what?
Why do I know all, like, what am I so afraid of? Like, why do I know all of this in my head, but I still feel blocked? Like, what?
Okay. Well, you know you're blocking yourself, so let's ask why. Sheets, book, give me a song, any song that pops in.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay. You don't believe it can happen now. You see it in the future. Maybe somewhere over the rainbow, I'll get what I want. That's not how creation works. You have to know that it is created within you right now. Not in the future. Not somewhere over the rainbow. Right now, you create it within you. You be the vibration of the thing you want. And then you feel your love into it and say to the universe, okay, come on, create this with me. The universe will bring ways and opportunities for you to do things that you can't even possibly imagine. I've had it happen so many times in my life. It's crazy to watch. But once you have committed and moved into the vibration of being love around that desire, the universe moves in and works with you. But it's all got to start with you guys, inside, inside. That's where everything's created first. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you have to do it or you don't see any difference. Just hearing it ain't going to shift any energy. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone for holding this space. Okay.
And tell that kid hi. All righty. We're going to Diana in New York. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. Hello. That was funny. So this has been very, very helpful. I don't even know where to start, but I had I've morphed my questions. So I think the thing for me is I am bumping up against something, and I've got work to do with some anger and some things that are manifesting physically, and I'm directing
well,
my
your,
days.
Your anger is yeah. why things are manifesting physically.
Yeah, that makes me pretty angry. And
your anger only yeah. takes you down. The person you're angry at, it doesn't affect at all. You guys
yeah,
have to
I,
get that. And that's not a match to self-love, is it?
It's not. And what I came to myself yesterday was not choosing me, not staying in my having, not so much having the confidence in my power, but confidence in sharing my power. I threaten. It seems that I'm causing threats. My closest, my family, my sisters, my siblings. There's
that
a
you're
lot of
causing what?
Like a threat. It just feels it's very hard to be around my family, and it's
okay,
really
again. Why are you angry at them?
I don't think they understand me, and I can't be me.
Okay, so I'm checking right now. Do you understand you? I get a yes. I'm balanced. I'm switched. Okay, so you understand you. When I say you understand them, goes right to no. So you want them to understand you while you're not understanding them.
Okay.
Can you go okay. out of your way to say to yourself, today I am understanding everyone in my family. How can I? How can I do
yeah.
that? And you
that's
watch.
The perspective I... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more you move into that, the more they can match that and understand you. Do you understand?
I do. No, I,
okay.
I do, and it's very fair, and I appreciate that awareness.
You have to be what you want to attract, guys. You know, if you say you're looking for a significant other, and the universe brings you five men that all might be candidates, and you say, look, this is what I want. I want somebody to respect me. I want somebody to honor me. I want a great sex life. I want you to be financially stable. Oh, by the way, I don't respect myself enough to give me those things, but that's what I want. None of those guys are going to stay. They can't. They can't be what you're afraid to have. That's
okay.
A great quote.
No,
everybody write that down.
Is there anything on the physical stuff that is coming through? Like, I'm waiting for some additional tests and my liver and lungs.
Liver is the source of anger.
Oh, I know that.
Well, do you know that? Because if you really knew that, hold on. My Baptist preacher's coming out here for a minute, Diana, which means they love you a whole big bunch, and they're not going to let you get away with that. If you know that your anger is taking you down, you do everything in your God power to take yourself out of anger and into love about frickin' everything in your life. That's when you really know that you have to do something about your anger. It's when you do it.
I believe I am, Dee. I am perfectly conscious about my feelings. And when
you
I
are,
get that way,
and I get that, sweetheart. And you are not consciously redirecting it to love.
Okay.
Just try it for me, baby. Just give up having to be right and going, okay, I'm going to do this for me, not for them, for me. Okay? Just give it a shot and let me know next week.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Best luck to you.
Bye.
All righty, guys. What a show. All right. I am being called to Creation Station. I love you all so much. Again, you can find the replays on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, and iHeart. Give them just a little while to catch up since we have changed formats here. Sending you so much love. Be the God of you. And go create your life. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week